Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4, Creating a More Detailed Collection Level Description with Non-Mandatory Fields. Introduction. This section looks at adding the non-mandatory fields that are useful in order for researchers to gain an understanding of what your collection is, how to access it, and what they can do with it. You may already have created a basic description using this tutorial, or you may have a description that you wish to enhance. If you used our sample record, the Thomas Sharp papers, you may like to continue to refer to this entry in order to work on this section of the tutorial, though please note that it does not contain data for all of the non-mandatory fields available in the EAD editor. Please go to the EAD editor and load your basic description. To do this, you need to log into the EAD editor, and you will see that on the right-hand side of the home page you have a list of files. You may only have one record here at present if you have just created your basic description. You need to select the record with the radio button and click on Edit File. The record will be displayed within the editor, with the previous fields that you entered content for already filled in. The fields that we particularly recommend you adding data for are administrative and biographical history, conditions governing reproduction, and archivist's note. We also recommend an access point for the creator of the archive. This is dealt with in a separate section of this unit. Bear in mind that the more detailed the description is, the better it is for researchers. We will now go through all of the non-mandatory fields. These are the fields that are not marked with red borders around them. For information on entering content in the access points, please see the separate section of this tutorial. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Sponsor. The first non-mandatory field is Sponsor. You can see that it is not required because the data entry box is not visible. You can also see that, like all the fields in the editor, there is a question mark link to a help page about this field. The Sponsor field is for information about any individuals or organisations who have financed or organised the acquisition or processing of the collection. Currently, it is not widely used by Hub contributors, but it can be useful if you wish to acknowledge a source of support. Sponsor is a free text field where you can simply name the sponsors and give further details about their role if you wish to do so. You will see that it has a link to add content and hide content. We do this with all non-mandatory fields in order to keep the EAD editor more streamlined. If you enter data, the Add Content link will change to Show Content. To enter data, click on Add Content. Once you have entered content, this link changes to Show Content so that you can then hide or show the data as you wish. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Administrative and Biographical History. This field is one of the more important non-mandatory fields, and we highly recommend providing some information on the creator of the archive collection. This information can help researchers to understand the content and context of the archive. You should include significant information about the life and work of an individual or family, or the origin, administrative history, and process of a corporate body. It is considered good practice to reflect the content of the archive in this historical information rather than broadening the scope out. So, if the archive is personal correspondence, the biographical history should focus on this aspect of the life of the individual or individuals concerned. If you give detailed information about business affairs, a researcher may expect the archive to contain material relevant to this. Bear in mind that this information can really help a researcher to understand more about the archive, and you may be able to provide information that you have sourced from the archive itself, information that has not previously been known. This makes the administrative and biographical history a very valuable source for researchers. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Archival History. The archival history provides information on the authenticity and integrity of the collection. This sort of information can help researchers interpret the archive. Think about anything that has affected the structure and arrangement of the archive. It can include information such as transfers of ownership and responsibility, or changes in the arrangement of the archive over time. If the archive is digital, software migrations should be recorded. It is useful to provide dates for all activities. It is also useful to state if the archival history is unknown or parts of it are unknown. The actual immediate source of acquisition has its own separate field, although you can also record it here. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Immediate source of acquisition. It is useful to provide the source of the archive. The source may be the individual or organisation that collected the archive, or it may be another body that had taken custody of the collection. Add the date to this information and any other circumstances that you think may be helpful, such as whether it was a purchase or gift. If you have further information about the history of the archive, put this into archival history. Do not provide information that may be classed as confidential. If the source is not known, it is useful to provide this information. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Appraisal. If the archive has been appraised, it is very useful to provide information on this, as it can help with the interpretation of the contents. You may wish to record criteria for retention, any plans for destruction of any parts of the collection, or whether the entire archive has been retained and will be permanently preserved. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Accruals. If there are any plans to add further materials to the archive, it is useful for researchers to be aware of this. It may be a collection where regular accruals are expected over time, or where you just expect one or two additional deposits. Bear in mind that this information may become out of date once the description has been submitted to the HARB and you then add to the collection, so you may need to change the description and resubmit it. You can also state where no accruals are expected, so that the researcher knows the collection is essentially complete. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. System of Arrangement. This field is to provide information on the structure, order and system of classification. The arrangement may be preserved as it was on deposit, or the archive may not have been preserved in the original order, so that an artificial order is imposed. Materials may, for example, be arranged chronologically or by subject. It is useful for the researcher to know whether the materials are kept in the original arrangement, because this in itself can provide evidence about the original use of the collection. Some contributors choose to include a bulleted list of the series within this field. Remember that you can right-click to access the tags in order to include a list. Others may prefer to include this within the scope and content. There is no hard and fast rule, but we would recommend putting a full series list into the scope and content and using the system of arrangement field to classify the order of the materials. For example, they reflect the original arrangement, or the archivist has chosen to order the materials to reflect the major activities of the creator. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Conditions Governing Reproduction. This field is for recording any restrictions on reproduction, such as copyright and written permissions that might be required. It is also very helpful if researchers know whether they can make copies of the archive for their own private use, either photocopying or photographs. If you can provide any information on this, it is helpful for the Archives Hub team, as this question is quite frequently asked of us by researchers. It may be that copying is down to the discretion of the archivist, as it depends upon the condition of each item. It is useful to make this clear if this is the case. Audio Tutorial Section 4, Physical Characteristics. This field is to record any important characteristics that affect the use of the materials by researchers. It may include technical requirements for digital archives. Do not confuse this with a physical description tag, which is used for general information about the physical appearance of the archive. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4, Existence or Location of Originals and Copies. You now have two fields within the editor for describing where the originals and copies may be found. If you yourself are describing copies, please provide any information available about where the originals are held and whether they are accessible. Alternatively, if you are describing original materials, there may also be copies, such as microfilm or digital copies, that may be accessible to the researchers. Please provide information about these if you can and where they are held. Audio Tutorial Section 4, Related Units of Description. It is useful for researchers to know about other archives that relate to the archive being described. They may be related by provenance or by another association, such as subject matter. If an archive has been split up and deposited in various places, you can use this field to describe the parts and where they are located. You may just wish to refer to related material within your own collections, in which case you might like to use the Archives Hub persistent URLs to provide links to other descriptions. You can find out more about using these persistent URLs on our website at archiveshub.ac.uk/linking-to-descriptions. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4. Publication Note. Use the publication note to record works that are based on or use the archive collection. If works are available via the COPAC Union catalogue, you may like to provide a direct link to this. If you would like to italicise the titles, remember you can use the right-click menu. You need to select Titles in the menu and then Italic. You may like to use a bulleted list here if you have a number of works. Again, you can right-click in the text box and choose the List option to add the requisite list and item tags that will display your text in a list. Just continue to use the menu in order to add additional items to your list. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4, Note. The Note field is for any information that you wish to include that you do not think belongs in any other field. Only use this field if you really do feel that no other field is suitable for your information. Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Section 4, Archivist's Note. This field is for you to give information on the creation of the actual finding aid. You may include the name or names of the creators of the description and when it was created. It is not specifically about the creation of the EAD record itself, although you may be responsible for both the preparation of the finding aid and the creation of the EAD description. This is the end of this section on additional fields that you may add to your description. Remember that you can save your description at any time and it will be in the draft files store for you to come back to it later.